Okay, everybody, here we go. It is me. Wow. laughing. I can't help myself. So, post-market report on this Friday, March 24th, 2023. Let me start off with this here. We witnessed a phenomenon that we knew was going to happen. I covered this even this morning. We're seeing what I believe is an incredible debt buying binge by the Federal Reserve that is equally incredible with regard to, we just found out, no surprise, okay, this is going to continue to go on here. In 2 weeks, the Federal Reserve has pumped $400 billion into the banking system. And this is just the tip of the iceberg here. So it seems here that the Federal Reserve has chosen to, well, do what we would expect that it would do. Let me ask you, for those of you that have been with me any length of time, where does a central bank's power reside? I'm going to give you a clue. It resides in one thing and one thing only. Any suggestions? I'm going to see what comes up here in the live chat. Their ability to inflate, their ability to issue debt, period. Once a central bank cannot inflate, it dies. So just to put this into a perspective for you, okay, the Federal Reserve has chosen to pump the debt market, pump an unlimited amount of capital into a zombie banking system, and you and I are going to pay for it. We're going to pay for it like you can't even believe, because inflation is going to go out of control. But it's all about control. You see, you have to understand, every single thing that you are seeing right now with regard to how the global financial system is literally collapsing here, while central banks raise rates, the lies, the distractions, the distortions of the truth, how the Fed's raising rates only because, and other central banks, because they want to stop inflation. Meanwhile, they're going out of their way to inflate on a scale that has probably never been seen before, and we haven't seen anything yet. This hundreds of billions is going to be in the multiple trillions in a very short period of time. Now, because you and I, at least, have a few functioning brain cells, just a few. Thank you, Jimbo. We realize that you can't pump this kind of cash into the system. We're talking about the debt market, which is absorbing way, way more cash that's being pumped into the banking system so far. It's in the trillions of dollars. You're not allowed to know that. But you have to understand, when we're talking about the debt market, we're looking at something that is multiples larger than the stock market here. So if $400 billion in 2 weeks got pumped in to the stock market or the banking sector, then you can only imagine this must be, I don't know, tenfold into the debt market right now. They can't just, rates can't just go down on their own. You understand? You're watching the 10-year yield drop. It has to be an enormous amount of buying to push that down. Thank you, Robert. It's all manipulated. This is a con job on a scale that goes beyond anything. Now, why do you think we haven't heard not one of our loving, caring representatives speak out against this? Thank you, Mitch. Because you see, the Fed's got them all by the throat. First of all, the Federal Reserve is their boss. Jay Powell, it, thing, vomitous mass, whatever it might be, is their boss. And they realize our loving, caring politicians. If they were to tell you the truth here, they know this. Believe me, a lot of these people are highly educated. They're not stupid. Some of them are beyond stupid. But the ones that aren't, they can't come out and tell you that what the Fed's doing is massively inflationary. As a matter of fact, we heard from this should give you a real big clue as to where this is going. So Fed President Bulltard, as I have, you know, nicknamed him. This is a quote this morning. Inflation expectations remain relatively low. So Fed President Bulltard wants you to believe, again, he's an authority figure. They float him out to dictate your life to you. So he is saying inflation expectations remain relatively low. You see, what the translation here is pretty obvious. Inflation is going to skyrocket because you and I have a functioning brain. As I said, you can't pump hundreds of billions, soon to be multiple trillions of dollars, into a zombie system, which makes it even worse, and there not be a ripple effect which will be felt around the entire world. You think you're paying a lot for food right now? You think you're paying a lot for everything? You haven't seen anything yet, okay? Nothing. And I'll tell you something else that's coming down the pike. So the Fed just raised rates 25 basis points. This got followed up by Bank of England. And prior to that, the day before, we had European Central Bank 50. This is going to start to slow down, all right? And it's going to, again, manifest itself in even worse inflation. Again, there's never been ever any plan by central banks to reduce inflation. All they've wanted to do is limit the availability of credit to small businesses, small banks, as you can see what's going on here. Thank you, E. Kush. And the ramifications are, again, a consolidation of the banking system. And with regard to available credit to U.S. small businesses, which are all but gone now, I mean, the whole shutdown of the economy for COVID was all about allowing the corporate agenda to fulfill itself. Thank you, Johnny Midas. I appreciate that. So we're going to see, again, consolidation of the banking system. That's what's going on. There's a con job, okay, on an unbelievable scale to prop up a dead system just long enough so there can be some kind of consolidation of the banking system. Now, with that in mind, Janet Yellen, whatever it might be, yet to be defined, called an emergency meeting today at the U.S. Treasury to try to iron out what's going on. Let me ask you. So we heard from her that everything is fantastic. Couldn't be better. Liquidity is strong. The liquidity in her depends is very, very strong. Fed Chair Powell, kind of the same thing. The system is fully liquefied. So it's fully liquefied, but he had to pump $400 billion into it. There's an emergency meeting going on at the U.S. Treasury, but everything is fine. Everything is just fine. And let me say this with regard to the stock market today. If you noticed, it was, well, I listed them for you. Amgen, P&G, IBM, Coca-Cola, Walgreens, Intel, Microsoft, and Apple. This is what the Fed does. They buy these large cap companies to prop up the market. Okay, Amgen. I'll list them again. P&G, IBM, Coca-Cola, Walgreens, Intel, Microsoft, Apple. They buy the market. This market this morning was going to fall, and it started to fall. And then all of a sudden, boom, here comes the plunge protection team. For those of you that do not believe me that this is not a real thing, while you're watching this lovely live stream, open up a search engine. Is the plunge protection team real? And you will see it is real. The Fed has a trading desk. They buy the market. They're not, look, there's an incredible phenomenon going on, but you and I, we saw this before it happened. Before all of this, I was explaining, and we covered it right here, how if they could maintain the illusion of stability in the debt market, if they will pump it like they're doing now, the stock market would more than likely go up. We're seeing that right now, but the Fed's helping it, especially on a day like today where they're buying Amgen, P&G, IBM, Coca-Cola, Walgreens, Intel, Microsoft, Apple, all these big cap stocks to prop up the market. Okay, this market would have finished deep in the red, hundreds of points lower, maybe 400, 500, 600, maybe 1,000. If the Fed didn't get in here and buy the large caps, they're buying large caps. They always do this. It's and these particular companies are their favorites. Amgen, P&G, IBM, Coca-Cola, Walgreens, Intel, Microsoft, and Apple. These are their favorites, people. So make note of that. Anyway, it's pretty clear to me, and I believe it's to you as well here. This issue here, we are seeing runs on the regional banks. And this cash is being just miraculously put into the Wall Street institutions, the JP Morgans, the Morgan Stanleys, the Goldman Sachs, the Banks of America here, okay? Just as you and I, right at the onset, before anybody else, knew was going to happen. It's a setup. It's a con job, period, all right? Let me see what else I wanted to talk to you about here. I was just writing stuff down here, random thoughts in my head. I mean, look at this. Look at this. Look at these notes here. Here's the list, if you can read that, of the Fed's companies that they like to buy. Can you see that? Yeah, that's pretty much in our freaking face here, people. What else did you expect? What else did you freaking expect here? The Fed, it seems, and this is going to be the same for every other central bank on this planet. Okay, they have chosen to inflate. Remember, I did a video a while back in the title, Inflate or Die. And it will, again, people don't understand. This is what needs to happen. Central banks' power, again, resides in one thing and one thing only, their ability to inflate. Thank you, Shivan 2418. Nah, man, I'm not the man. I'm just a guy out here with a little bit of an attitude who gets pissed off a little bit. It's all of you, really, who support this blog, who support my work, who get it out there, who give me those thumbs up. Hey, look, can I get a few more thumbs up? There's 1,865 people watching this live. I got 427 thumbs up. A couple more would always make me happy, honestly. It just takes a second, a little click over there. Thank you, Lava Girl, for suggesting people do that. Anyway. What else can I tell you, people? Everything we're seeing, everything we've been seeing here has unfolded exactly as we would have expected. Donald Trump is here. Thank you, Donald, for showing up. I appreciate this. Don't bet against America. Donald, this ain't America, bro. It wasn't even America when you were president. So the corporate agenda was being fulfilled then as well. And it certainly has taken on a life of its own here. But again, this has been going on for a very, very long time. Doesn't matter who they put behind the Resolute Desk, you, sir, or anybody else. We know who the government is. And I know that's not really Donald Trump. Okay, this guy's saying it's not really Trump. Well, you know what? Whatever. Okay. Anyway, so that's kind of where we're at, people. But look, what do we got? We got each other. All right. We know where this is going, and everything is going exactly as we would expect it to go right now. So again, just to put a perspective on this, the Fed has chosen again, in this case, and it's going to be every single central bank, to inflate or die. And you and I are going to pay for it all. Again, there's no free lunches. You understand? There is no free lunches. You understand? You can't have this kind of action and there not be a price to pay. That price to be paid is on your back. It's on my back. It's on your kids' back. It's on your dogs and your cats and your snakes and whatever else you got lying around, okay? That's what's going on here. Thank you, Richard. I appreciate that. Norway, beautiful, beautiful country. I've been there actually many, many years ago. Many years ago. Anyway, here, people. What else do we want to talk about here? I don't know. How does BRICS in there? The new banking system, the BRICS system. Okay, it's a fiat system. It's a fiat system. It's a basket of currencies. And there's more nations joining it, trying to sidestep the current Federal Reserve dominated system. But I mean, there's a lot of talk about the BRICS system eventually getting to be gold backs won't happen. I'm sorry to let you all in on that. Again, it would restrain spending. It would restrain the ability to fight wars or anything else. So we are all cursed, no matter what fancy words they want to put, BRICS and shits and whatever else they want to put. As long as it's fiat, we're dead. We're dead, okay? The fiat system is what gives central banks their power to inflate, their power to exert control on everyone and everything, okay? Central banks, none more so than the Fed, because the U.S. dollar remains, for now, the world reserve currency, although the BRICS are trying to sidestep that. I get it, believe me. It's public enemy number one. And if we can't win unless we sidestep their system, okay? Any central bank run system, whether it's a lovely basket of currencies or a single currency or whatever it might be, we need to get out of their system. Again, this is why I believe in cryptocurrencies, for example. I wish there were a way that we could use these things, but we can't. We should. This is what we should be transacting in here. You know, I got my my 69 Camaro drag car up for sale. A couple of people have written to me, Greg, will you take gold, silver, or crypto for it? Absolutely. Abso-freaking-lutely. You don't have to give me dollars if you want that car. Okay. I'm absolutely all about gold, platinum, palladium, whatever you want. All right. I'm pretty much there. Jerome Powell is here and he's talking about Lex Luthor. Yeah, Lex Luthor. We'll see what happens with him. Urinal cakes. All right. Look, this guy likes urinal cakes. Yummy. We're all into our little, we all have our little fetishes here. Anyway, all right, people. I think we're going to call this pretty soon here. I think I covered a lot with you here. Anyway, like I said, look, it's a con job. And on an unprecedented scale, this con job is only going to get monumentally worse. And there's just no doubt about it. We have no representation. Do you think we have representation here at all? Honestly, no. There's a corporate agenda. The corporate agenda is being fulfilled. It's a wipeout of an entire class of people on a worldwide scale. You all know this. Feudal system, extreme haves, extreme have-nots. And that's it. That's where we're at. Anyway, it kind of sounds really not too promising. But again, we got each other, and that's pretty important. All right, people, look, I'm going to call it here. I hope this has been informative for you. I thank all of you with all I got for being here, honestly. And we will resume these festivities on Sunday for my markets, a look ahead. But before we do that, what are we going to do? What are we going to do right now? What do we do every single Friday? What do we do? What do we do? What do we do? Bring it in. Bring it in. Exactly. Lava girl. Oh, I love you. You're awesome. Love each other. Care about each other. Be charitable. Again, thank you all. Thank you all for being here. Thank you for your support. Thank you for sharing my work. Those thumbs up are always appreciated. There's always a lag. 2,133 people here, only 903 thumbs up. Oh, can't we improve on that? Come on, let's do it. All right. I'll see you, people. I'll see you all Sunday, as I said. Okay. Have a great, great weekend. That's it.